You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And guess what time it is? That's right, you hear the soothing music. You're feeling it. It's time for a guided meditation. It's time to sit back. This is a time for you. Time to relax. This is the total givingness of spirit. It is the total givingness. This is all for you right here. Take this time to collect yourself, to regroup, to relax, to feel a soothing energy just wash over you. And we're going to get rid of all the worries, the stresses, the anxieties, the worries about money, the worries about jobs, relationships, whatever it is that, you know, we're in turmoil about. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're copacetic and maybe you're doing excellent. So let's keep doing that. Whatever, wherever you're at, this is your time. This is our time. Come back and remember who we are and ground and protect and get connected with spirit. Let's start off with taking some nice inhales and exhales. We're not trying to rush anything. We're not trying to control anything. We're not trying to force anything. The whole point is just being. And you'll remember and realize in this place of being, there is no struggling, there is no striving, there is no trying to get anywhere or trying to get something. Here, we're going to sit with whatever we have and accept it. This is pure acceptance. Meditation is pure acceptance of yourself, pure acceptance of the state that you're in, pure acceptance of your beautiful soul, no matter where you are. This is a time for you to just love you. Yawn. That's a good sign. I'm very relaxed. Forth. Oh, we're just immersed with this beautiful autumn, these beautiful leaves, this beautiful energy of romance that just surrounds us right now. And we're going to uplift our vibration to this beautiful romance. With your higher self and your spirit. Just look at all the leaves changing. Everything's changing and we're transforming and we're stepping into a new. Look at how beautiful the sun shines and the beautiful the scenery is for us. This is all for us to take in and to love. The next time we're outside, let's remember the gratitude for how nature just, she just drifts and unfolds so effortlessly. Imagine yourself outside right now. You could be around a maple tree, oak tree, a willow, hawthorn, whatever it is, pine. But we're noticing the foliage, and we notice we're outside, and we can feel that beautiful autumn air just washing over us as we're outside. We saw that beautiful sunshine and that perfect blue sky. Imagine yourself in the scenery all over again. So if you didn't get a chance to be outside today and take a breath in and take a deep breath and really feel everything, now is the time to be able to come back to this place where beautiful love and the angelic forces have given to you this beautiful painted picture of nature, this beautiful painted picture of life just for you to relax and remember who you are, because that's exactly who you are. The beauty of nature is inside of you. You come from nature. You come from the earth. You came directly from the earth. So why wouldn't you be anything less than its reflection? Why wouldn't you be anything less of the miracle that gazes upon you and gazes upon everyone else? Why would we be anything less than connected and all of one with all of everyone, each other, animals, earth, planet, humans, trees, bees, plants, birds, bears, tigers, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Why would we be anything less than this one beautiful energy of God? You can feel that beautiful connection coming in as we're grounded. You can see yourself outside in this beautiful, beautiful roots that are just coming from your feet, and they're just being delivered all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. And as they're tying tight, you can feel yourself rooted and grounded right here on the earth plane. As you're rooted and grounded, you feel that soothing feeling of letting go and surrender. That beautiful feeling of letting go is the beautiful charisma of the now and the presence, and knowing this is what's real. You see, any worries that you have, any material worries that's going on, they're all an illusion of the mind, right here and right now. They're all an illusion of the mind. What is real is your true being that never changes. What is real is your eternal self that can create a different scenario at any time. You see, when we come to meditation, we tap into a place of pure power. Align with this pure power right now as we inhale and exhale. Inhaling and exhaling pure magnificence. Who am I, Infinite Spirit? We say. Just because we ask this question, who am I, doesn't mean we don't know. It means we are constantly engaged with knowing more about who we are becoming every single day. When we ask this question, who am I, it means we are open to unfold and become more ourselves every single day. So if you could have a scenario you could change in your life, understand this is the time to do it. This is your opportunity. This is your chance to create something brand new. Create a different path. You are the author. You're the director. You are the navigation. You choose where your path is going. No one else can do that for you but you. What are you saying you are? Who are you? connecting with all the love in the world. Right here and right now. Connecting with all of the universe. Connecting with the God self that is yours to keep and is yours to exude and express. As we come into the infinite channels, we say thank you, infinite spirit. And you notice your angels descend upon you right now as the heavens open up. And you see your loved ones here, and all your angels are here guiding you and protecting you and loving you and letting you know that you're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Connecting to the magic that is goal, the magic that is the priority of our inner hearts and ourselves opening up to the beauty. Living in our highest good, living in our highest best, and being the magicians that we were meant to be. Here on the earth plane. Your infinite spirits come to you and love you and hug you and give you all the encouragement and support that you need. You will never be left without this beautiful support and the love of angels. Never. You are always guided, always watched over, always taken care of. Your loved ones that come in and heal you, that take care of you and uplift you to the highest vibration. The infinite love of God right here, right now. You are where the love of your angels are. You are where the love of the universe is. You are at every point, every place possible. You are connecting to your highest good. You are connecting to the most valuable place in your heart, in your life, and in your soul. We are here in the infinite now. And the infinite calling and the infinite blessings of spirit. Your spirit team and all your loved ones give you a nice, beautiful hug and kiss. And until you meet next time, they send you on your way into the world and hopes that you carry the gift that they gave you of love. And you share that and you emanate it and you are magnifying it times 20. Like a bunch of suns in the sky all at once, and the intent is for you to shine your light and shine it bright. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Come back to Earth. You come back here. You come back to Earth and you open up your eyes and you realize you've taken in what the angels have given you. You realize you are transformed. You realize that you are no longer the old you. You have been transformed. You shifted, immediately shifted into a new paradigm. You immediately had the ability and the blessing to shift into another place, into another reality in your consciousness. That was all for you. What an infinite blessing to have. Thank you so much for joining me in this guided meditation. If you're just joining, you know, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you were able to get exactly what you needed. I hope you were able to connect with all your spirit guides and your angels and all of your angel team with you, knowing that you were never, ever, ever alone. And your loved ones don't just die and go away. They're here. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. And as I just said that, wow. I love how the microphone just, wow. I love how spirit moves things. They just move objects by themselves. It's amazing. It's really incredible. That literally, as I just said that, plop goes the mic. That was amazing. Anyway, see? Signs. That's what they'll do. They'll move things to be like, yeah, we're here. That's right. We're moving stuff. That's right. We're present. That's right. We're right here. You called? They'd be like, you called? We came. They're like, this ain't a game. This ain't a joke. This is real. It's real. Anyways, I love you and I adore all of you. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, the Boston Medium. Stay tuned because we got some music from Ella Fitzgerald and some nice, beautiful angel messages. And yeah, I have my cards again. I have my Knights Templar tarot cards. It was a joy to pull from them last time, so I think we're going to do that again today. So stay tuned. Love you.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages. Rock, rock. You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
And when that elevator leave. That's caught the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame, aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss. Billy Daniels got me in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Got me spinning and spinning and spinning around like an elevator's going down in this magic black magic called
love. Try to think that love's not around, but it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes spent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up all you people, order anything you say, have fun, you uncommonly clear. is now number one. And why, my angel eyes, oh, where is my
to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tubbs Free Formed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Moanite, the Boston Medium, and we're listening to some songs from the Vinyl Angel card pull. And we got some Ella with some esoteric messages, and we're going to go in and feel it all, and see what Ella wanted to say soon to be. We will get to the messages at the end of the show. Woo! We'll get back to some Ella. Let's get into some... I'm going to switch gears here a little bit musically, and we're going to get to some XCC. No, we're not going to do the shamanic drumming this week. I just want to pick, you know, just change it up a bit. I'll be here Sunday, though. I'm going to be here Sunday. So Sunday service is going to be fun. I'll be here at 4 p.m. This should be a hoot. Anyways... XTC, stay tuned right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and make sure to continuously stay through about 7:45-ish. We do the readings. I love you so much. Ta-ta!
Be happy in his world. trouble for you. That brought me fame and fortune too. That poop would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too, that showed the loveliness of you, my heart would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. That lights up my way to you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
Thank you. to hold her, hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance.
Hello. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM at for Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we've come to that juncture of our time right here where we are doing the angel card reading. Ah! Did I really just pull... Oh my God, I just put that vinyl away like an idiot. Hello! I need it. Oh, good thing I took a picture of it. Oh God. Anyways... So we had the Ella Fitzgerald for the Angel Card vinyl pull. And lo and behold, it had the words Angel Eyes on the back of it. And that old black magic on the bottom. Oh, Lord. Round and round we go. That's a classic, that old black magic. That old black magic. That's a classic. But we're going to focus in on the Angel Eyes. That was definitely a message from Spirit. And so, count and guess what was on the back of it. So, again, there's all these little messages that the vinyl will have when we're really connected, and it's and guidance. And so, guess what the first sentence is? Count your blessings. The magical, was this Weiss or Vice? The magical Weiss of Ella Fitzgerald, a treasure of the 20th century, and the source of countless vocal triumphs, has remained vital and present from the days of, sorry, I'm trying to read this, I can't see, days of fragile 78 RPM shellac to the current shiny safety of CDs. Okay, wow. So that first thing it says, ooh, and then we got some Frank Sinatra on here, Nat King Cole, nice. So count your blessings. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm understanding exactly what all this is. You know, with the angel eyes, that's obviously Spirit. That's obviously Ella coming in and being like, yeah, it's time to play some of my music. Of course I'm going to play your music. Honestly, I wasn't feeling that live one too much. I like the other stuff, like the stuff I have, I like that better. The collection I have, like the Dedicated to You with the Mills Brothers. And when I saw the Count Your Blessings immediately today, I was like, I literally said to myself when I woke up, I was like, oh, let me get back to my gratitude list. And I read my gratitude book, because sometimes, you know, I drift away because I'm reading other books or doing other things. And it's just a reminder, a great reminder about count your blessings, a great reminder about gratitude and how gratitude can really change your day. I mean, I know we've been over this, but it's just sometimes we need a constant reminder. We forget. And I feel like it had to do with, you know, the meditation. That meditation was all about understanding that we can use meditation and being present to change our circumstances anytime. So even if you don't feel like the circumstance has changed instantly, by you going into the present moment and being like, and shifting your focus away from what's wrong and shifting for all the things that you have and all the things that are going right, immediately your mood will change. Scientifically, it is proven. Your mood has to change. Your energy has to change. You have to, it just happens. And if it doesn't for you, then, you know, I don't know where you're at. you're on another galaxy somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. But it takes practice. Sometimes it won't happen right away, but it's a practice, and it's like muscle memory, and you're using your intuitive facilities and your intuitive gifts to remember to use that gratitude to shift. So this is a great reminder that wherever you are in your life right now, whether you're feeling fearful, anxious, worry, anxiety, depression, whatever it is, and I'm not just saying, you know, this is how you rid depression and get over it. I'm not here to, you know, be a psych doctor and tell you this is how you get rid of whatever it is. But what I'm trying to tell you right now is that if you literally did an exercise right now, and if you were in a crappy mood and you were to go through a bunch of things you were grateful for, you're gonna notice it is impossible to stay fearful. It is impossible to feel anxious. It's impossible to have any of those negative emotions when you are grateful. So this is it's a beautiful vehicle to transport you from one place to the other. And so isn't it beautiful how Spirit does this? How Spirit will literally give us guidance to be like, this is what you need to talk about tonight. This is exactly what we need to go over. This is what we need to cover, because whoever's listening, this is who this message is for right now. This is for whoever needs this in this moment, whoever's tapping in and turning on at this time of the Paranormal Playgrounds and has the ability and has the bandwidth to do that right now. This is this message for them. I mean, I know this message is definitely for me. I am a, you know, again, I would consider myself a grateful person, but at the same time, sometimes we think that we're grateful, but sometimes we're really not that grateful. And I definitely have no problem with spirit coming in and humbling me and being like, listen, you got to remember, let's do some gratitude today because you're forgetting. And I immediately, intuitively, I felt that this morning, that I was just like, I need some more gratitude in my life. So love you. Thank you, Ella. I love that. I loved that message. I loved how clear and straight to the point that was, and your energy. And we will be playing some of your music next week, definitely. So let's go really quick. We literally have 5 minutes. So let's go. I really want to go to the tarot pull for the Knights Templar tarot deck. It's so beautiful. Templar Knight. Yeah, you didn't think I say it. I am Christ. Yeah, I'm singing while I'm shuffling the cards. Yeah, you didn't think I say it. Templar Knight. Yeah, you didn't think I'd claim it. I feel good. Pagan trees in the autumn. It's a song I wrote. Templar Knight. Okay. Actually, I had a hamster I named Templar. And I actually gave it to one of my exes when we were together. It was really funny. That hamster got loose and just like ran in different places. And then one day it just ran and never came back. And one time, and then we got a buddy. And then one time I was in the shower and it just appeared in the bathtub in the shower. It was just swimming along. I was like, oh my God. Hamsters are so funny. Anyway, let's see what we're pulling. Ooh, two of wands. Decision making. Twos are usually about decisions and paths. Again, here we go with the messages. So we get the two of wands here. This is all, I understand exactly what they're trying to say. This all comes back to gratitude and changing your path. This all goes back to understanding you have a choice right now. You literally have a choice to change your state of mind or to continue in on where you're doing, is where you're heading. Do you like it? If you don't like it, when is the time to change it? These are the paths we take. These are the choices that we were born with. Page of Wands. This is a good lighthearted feeling. Page of Wands is usually an energy. That is usually an energy of a free spirit. So look at what this is. Look at what this vibration is indicating. It's indicating that the more we step into this place of gratitude, high vibration, love, joy, the more we're unlocking our spirit, the more we're unlocking that freedom. Now, this doesn't mean you need to go turn around and be a free spirit if you're not a free spirit. If you like to do things orderly and if you're not really that way, nobody's telling you to change. But it has to do with understanding that your inherent nature is a free spirit. So it's okay to tap into that place. So even if it's not natural, it's okay to tap into that place because that place guides you on the unseen level to where you need to be. That place is all spontaneous. That free spirit inside is spontaneous goodness. It's the place of creativity, and it's the place that we all need to tap in once in a while, just like we need to tap into order every once in a while. We need it. We need to tap into the free spirit every once in a while. And then the third card we have is the Knight of Swords. Go get it. Go get it. What you waiting for? That Knight of Swords is ready. That Knight of Swords is full of action. That Knight of Swords is ready for communication. That Knight of Swords is ready to write down all your goals, everything that you want to do, things that you need. This is the time right now. Everything that we're listening, these cards that we're pulling, this all comes back to going back to who we truly are, making decisions upon the place of who we truly are. We're moving away from making decisions based on practicality and based on surviving and based on what we think we need. This is a time to start making decisions on what we truly want in our heart's desires and our heart's path. And what it is we truly want to manifest, what makes us sing, what makes us smile, what makes us get up in the morning, what makes us stay in that place of gratitude. Woo! Thank you so much. That does it for the message. Thank you for letting me pull these cards. Thank you for letting me do the vinyl angel card read. Thank you, Ella Fitzgerald, for your spirit. And thank you for everybody for tuning in. This is such a blast. I love it here. I love you so much. We always have so much fun. Thank you for just being here. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you for letting us have this station and the gratitude. Again, I am so grateful to be here. The gratitude is beaming and it's bursting in the air. And I love you so, so much. I love you. Until next time. And stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bars right after here. Until next time, take care of your spirit. Take care of your soul. Continue to meditate and stay in that place of gratitude. It is going to change your beautiful, perfect life. beautiful perfect life. You need to change your beautiful perfect life. We always doing that. I love you. So here's some more surf music, because we're gonna end the note with some surf songs. Why not lift the vibration? Until next time. Woo! Hello. There we go. Woo! We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Gonna have Linnea Herzog from Linnea's Garden in sometime during this 2-hour show. But it's Halloween season. We're into October now. It's a new spooky tune,